USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's an emotional day in Uvalde, Texas, as kids are back in the classroom for the first time since a mass shooting claimed the lives of 19 of their classmates and two teachers in May. Their families would later learn that hundreds of law enforcement officers waited for over an hour before finally taking down the murderer. A record-breaking heat wave is continuing to affect millions of Americans. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Nearly a week-long heat wave in the southwestern United States is taking its toll. Two people were killed and another was injured Monday after a wildfire broke out in Hemet, California. That's about a 45-minute drive west of Palm Springs. The Fairview Fire destroyed at least seven structures. Several of them were apartment complexes and damaged several others, according to the Riverside County Fire Department.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says he believes the Biden administration will continue to avoid the border issue as illegal immigrants continue to cross the southern border.
There are people dying because they get overheated in these vehicles where they're being transported. And, of course, now you have people dying in the river itself. This is a Biden administration that completely ignores this, and I guess they're willing to trade these lives knowing full well that this is going to happen again.
13 illegal immigrants died last week as Customs and Border Protection saved 37 people trying to cross the Rio Grande into Texas. People in Jackson, Mississippi still can't safely drink the city's water. Governor Tate Reeves saying on Monday that a week of repairs at the city's treatment plant restored water pressure to thousands, but officials say they must see two rounds of clear samples, and the city plans to begin that process this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
President Joe Biden is continuing to accuse MAGA Republicans in Congress of pulling the country backwards. Biden, for the second time in 1 week, arguing that he's talking about the far right and those who still support the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, along with efforts to overturn Democratic elections. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is questioning the tactic ahead of the midterm elections.
And I've talked to folks in our district and around the country. They are frightened by what they see their government doing to them, the citizen.
A state is doing what they can to help fast food workers.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Labor Day that aims to create standards for working conditions for the fast food industry in the state. The bill creates a 10-member council that will establish standards on things such as working hours and wages. The industry complained the bill would raise costs that restaurants will in turn serve to customers alongside their meals. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A golfer who just joined the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour is being nominated for PGA Player of the Year. Cameron Smith receiving the nomination as he won three events, including the Open Championship. The NFL season opens Thursday night with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Buffalo Bills in prime time. That game kicks off just after 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.